We Are Objects of Infinite Love, December 29. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. The heart surrendered to God's wise discipline will trust every working out of his providence. Temptation will come to discourage, but what is gained by yielding to any such temptations? Is the soul made any better by murmuring and complaining of its only source of strength? Is the anchor cast within the veil? Will it hold in sickness? Will it be the testimony borne in the last closing scenes of life when the lips are becoming palsied with death? The anchor holds. I know that my Redeemer liveth. O precious, loving, long-suffering, long-forbearing Jesus, how my soul adores thee! That a poor, unworthy, sin-polluted soul can stand before the Holy God, complete in the righteousness of our substitute and surety. Wonder, O heavens, and be astonished, O earth, that fallen man is the object of his infinite love and delight. He rejoices over them with celestial songs, and man defiled with sin, having become cleansed through the righteousness of Christ, is presented to the Father free from every spot and stain of sin, not having spot, or wrinkle, or any such thing. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Let every weak, tempest-tossed soul find anchorage in Jesus Christ and not become so self-centered that he can think only of his little disappointments and the interruption of his plans and hopes. Is not the subject of the plan of salvation all-absorbing? If the infinite God justifies me, who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. He has in his dying for man revealed how much he loves man, enough to die for him. The law condemns the sinner and drives him to Christ. It is God that justifies and pardons. Satan will accuse and seek permission to destroy, but it is God that opens the door of refuge. It is God that justifieth him that entereth that door. Then if God be for us, who can be against us? Oh, the bright glorious truth! Why do not men discern it? Why not walk in its bright beams? Why do not all who believe talk of Christ's matchless love? God lives and reigns. All who are saved must fight manfully as soldiers of Jesus Christ, then they will be registered in heaven's books as true and faithful. They are to work the works of Jesus Christ, fight the good fight of faith. To W.C. White's first wife, Mary White, who was dying of tuberculosis,